Moshe and Aaron led Klal Yisrael in the desert. Afterwards, Hashem enables Yeshua to conquer Eretz Yisrael. This shows Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. The nations are astonished when we went through the wilderness with the pillar of fire, the clouds of glory, carrying the Ol Moed, carrying the Aaron, and then eventually the Mishkan too. This gladdened Hashem, so to speak. It then refers over here in Pasuk Yud Aleph to the crown that Shlomo HaMelech's mother made, which the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says refers to the knowledge of Hashem through which you inherit the world to come. There are also, to note over here, there are also 60 warriors. We actually quote this in Kriya Shema Lamita, surround the Ol Moed and the Aron, which tell us that which Chazal say the shmir around the Mikdash wasn't for military purposes. It was to give cover. Rashi says these warriors were armed not with swords, but with Torah. His skills of the Avoda as well, the Beis HaMikdash, and their sword, which was preserving the Masorah tradition and Torah Shebaal Peh, this prevented trouble befalling them. There is another point over here, which is the Mishnah in Tanis says where it says Yom Chasunoso and Yom Simchaso, Yom Simchas Libo, which is the day of the wedding, the day of the gladdening of heart. That refers to Matan Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. Others say the wedding is the initial burst of inspiration. Everyone's happy. But then there's Yom Simchas Libo is the day after they've had an argument. So once you've had an argument and then made up with each other, that shows sticking power. That shows a relationship is lasting. I think Rosh Hashanah Dov Pinkas once said that, that means that's a Yom Simchas Libo. That means that things are absolutely lasting. That is the end of our next perek of Shir HaShirim.